All morning I've been telling you the story of how I was watching the news the other day. And the story comes on about President Biden awarding the Presidential Medals of Freedom. And, there you saw Simone Biles, the Olympic medalist, get an award. And you see Gabrielle Giffords, the gun control activist, former U.S. representative. Denzel Washington was presented one. He wasn't there because he's dealing with COVID-19 right now. And a number of other people getting this award. And up comes to get an award a man who looked familiar to me. He was a priest who was stepping up to stand next to the president to have the medal put on. He was a Greek priest who at one time was the assistant pastor of the St. Constantine and Helen Greek Orthodox Church in Chicago. And this goes back to 1970. That is where I first met Father Alex Karloutsos, now being honored by the President of the United States. I have a long and very profound history with Father Alex. I was just a teenager then, and I was going through a time when my parents were just going through a divorce. My beloved grandmother had just passed away. I was a mess. You know, teenagers are messes anyway. But I was just really going through a hard time. And then the kindness and compassion and caring of Father Alex stepping into my life, as he was just stepping into this role as the assistant priest at the Greek Orthodox Church that my family went to on the south side of Chicago at 73rd and Stony Island. And it just couldn't have been a better person in my life to help me and guide me. And he went on his way to the Greek Archdiocese, and I was just beginning college then. You know, I had an interest in being on the radio and being in media, and was just starting my career path. And went my way. I followed his career. I would see his name in the newspaper every once in a while, but then all these years later, to see Father Alex on television, standing in front of the President of the United States, getting the Presidential Medal of Freedom was just amazing to me. So I did a little research. I tracked him down, and Father Alex Karloutsos, Presidential Medal of Freedom winner, Father Alex, is on the line with me right now. Hello there, my friend. How are you?
Well, I'm actually feeling very humbled. I thought I was overwhelmed by the president. I never expected this honor. It's not something you win. It's just simply amazing grace, a blessing of God. But when you reached out to me and said the name, I started going to my memory banks, started tugging at my heartstrings, and I remember. And as I was listening to you now, I was just saying how the Lord blessed. Because I was just starting out in my ministry then. I was scared to death. What was I going to do? Could I serve the Lord well? Could I reach out and touch the lives of others? And it was what you do is just simply follow the footsteps of the shepherd, and he introduces you to the sheep, the flock of Christ, the ministry. And all I've ever done was try to serve everybody I met. There's a great poem that I have in my home, and if I may share this with you, it's just simply a very simple poem, but I tried to put it before me every day, and it goes like this: I shall pass through this world but once. Any good, therefore, that I can do, or any kindness that I can show to any human being, let me do it now. Let me not delay or neglect it, for I shall not pass this way again. Who would have known 1970, 52 years now, I began my ministry, and now we pass into each other's lives again. So what a great honor for me to be on WGN. I remember listening to WGN when I was a young priest in Chicago. So thank you for the blessing, and congratulations, Dean. I followed your career. I looked up a little bit more this morning, where I was anticipating. saying hello to a friend. So thank you very much.
Well, I mean, I can't thank you enough for the, you know, for being there for me, you know, for being there for a kid that was going through a difficult time, and what a friend you were to me then. And, you know, I just, you know, viewed you as, you know, the cool new young priest who had come to our church.
Well, I was actually a pretty good pool player.
You were basketball player.
It was like going my way, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like it was really, Chicago was an exciting time for me. Father Byron, Papa Nicolau, and Presbytera Xanthippi, the Presbytera who guided my wife, and because she was, you know, a Presbytera priest's wife.
Yep.
And I was a scared priest. And Father Byron was such a wonderful mentor. I remember one time, if I may share that with you, Dean, we were driving down Lakeshore Drive and going to go see the bishop. And Byron was an amazing priest. He'd go to all the hospitals. He'd go to all of the restaurants. He'd go to all of the birthday parties. He was just always there with his flock. So I said to him, I said, Father, what really makes a great priest? And I'll never go. He said to me, he says, Alex, there's only one thing, to love unto madness, where people will think you're crazy because you could learn to forgive those who hurt you. You could actually love those who rejected you. You could love those who say no to you. And he did it because of God's love when Jesus said on the cross, you know, forgive them, they know not what they do.
Yeah.
Byron was an extraordinary mentor to me. And believe me, I've been in the Oval Office. Dean, God has blessed me to serve my archdiocese, our country. I've been in the Oval Office with 8 different presidents, 4 Republican, 4 Democrats. And got to know them all somewhat well, some of them real well, and some of them very, very well, as I do know President Biden, who humbled me with this honor. He actually called me himself.
Wow.
May I tell you the story about that? I think it's kind of funny.
Yeah, I was going to ask you how all of this came to be. I knew that you had held very important roles in the Greek Archdiocese and was sort of the liaison when, you know, government officials had questions about them, and that may have been your connection with them, but I didn't know that you had a special connection with President Biden.
Yeah, well, I got to know President Biden, of course, actually from a friend in Chicago. His name is Ted Theophilus. He's a lawyer. I met him. He was on the north side of Chicago. We were on the south side, of course. He was going to Saints Peter and Paul. And then he was part of a youth program. As you know, I was a youth director for the Diocese of Chicago. So anyway, now fast forward, Ted is a big power lawyer at Sidley and Austin. I'm now at the Archdiocese. George Herbert Walker Bush is running for president in 1988. Michael Dukakis is running. And Ted comes to me and says, you know, I have a good friend of mine, Mark Engelson, who worked, I believe, under Mayor Rahm Emanuel. Mark Engelson came in as a business guy, so he was helping Chicago. So there's a strong Chicago connection, of course, Sidley and Austin. And then what happened, Ted said to me, we need to raise money for Joe Biden. And Joe Biden, you know, strong supporter of Hellenic and Orthodox issues. So I said, of course, we've got to support our friends. But he dropped out. Then later on, he came to me again in 2008 when Barack Obama was running and Hillary. And the money that Barack was getting and the money that Hillary was getting, there was no money for Joe Biden because it was from the same community. And so then we helped him at that time, and he felt that the Greek Orthodox, Greek Americans really came to support him, which we did. We always support our friends. So fast forward, we did become very close friends. Bo Biden, his son, was running attorney general, and he was following child abuse cases, and he became the spokesperson for the protection of children. fast forward, Bo dies. Bo's a friend of mine. Hunter's a friend of mine. And my wife is on the Bo Biden Foundation. So all these things, and I've seen now seven presidents, eight presidents, and then I get a phone call about 2 weeks ago, June the 23rd. I'm my grandmother, my granddaughter. You know, when you're Papu, they call Papu's a grandfather. And if your grandchild calls you, they say, could you give us a ride? Well, that's your happiness, because at least you can talk to your grandkids, because they're not on their phones or they're not on their thing. So you say, you know what? Okay, I'll give you. So she says, I need you to take me, Papu, to my friend's house, and we have four girls with me, and if you would drive us. I said, sure, Xanthi. I said, I'll drive you. So I get in the car driving along, and then all of a sudden a phone call rings. And the phone rings, and the person says, Father Alex. I'm saying, my God, I can't believe it. I says, yes. He says, Joe Biden. I said, well, Mr. President, what a great honor to hear from you. Now, he had called me when my brother died, my sister died recently. And so he's always been very kind and generous with supporting me in my tragedy, as he's done for so many throughout the country. He really feels the pain of others. He's an empath. And so I said, well, how did you know about my wife? My wife, Xanthi, got into some COVID, and she was really, we were worried about her heart and all that because of some consequences. And I said, but she's doing a lot better. I said, but how did you know? He says, well, I follow what's going on in your family. You know, we love you. And I said, well, thank you, Mr. President. He says, you know, and I want to make sure she's in good health. I says, for what? I mean, she's in good health, but what is it? He says, no, I want to invite you to the White House July the 7th. I'm inviting a few people, he says, and I'm going to honor them, but I want to honor you, too. I want to give you the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
Wow.
My granddaughter, almost, she grabbed the wheel, grabbed me, started hugging me. She was crying. Her girlfriends in the back were crying. They were laughing. They couldn't believe that they're listening to
the president
talking. Yeah. To this old guy, 77 years old, who happened to baptize Dean how many years ago, right? So it was 52 years ago. It all's kind of bizarre, it's but it crazy. Was a blessing. So the president did that. And when I went down there, he humbled us again. He is just an extraordinary man.
Well, I wanted to take the opportunity to say congratulations to you. I'm not one bit surprised at everything that you've accomplished. Having known you as a young priest and all that you did for me and many other young people in the Chicago area, I wanted to say congratulations and also rekindle, a long overdue hello and friendship to you. I'm in New York often doing interviews, so one of these times I'm going to have to come and say hello to you.
No, I love it. First of all, I do come into New York. Please knock on my door. It would be something I would be moved by. Like I said, you never know whether our cross paths again. But the one thing I want to emphasize is what the medal was all about, specifically this year, about possibilities. It's only in America. And we all come from diverse traditions, different lands. But we came, and this is the United States of America.
Yeah.
We need to find common ground. Common sense people need common ground, and we got to strengthen America so it's always the land of the free and the home of the brave. If that's the truth, then we'll always have possibilities. There'll be a great future for our young people, just like you. You were a young person once, as I was, but let's leave this generation better than what we found it
exactly
as well.
Exactly right. It's a great pleasure to talk to you again. The Presidential Medal of Freedom Award winner, Father Alex Carlutsos. A pleasure to talk to you, and I hope we get a chance to see each other soon. Thank you, Father.
God bless, my friend. Thank you. Bye-bye.